Okay, well, I think all of us would appreciate any power that we could have in our life, that we could exude any kind of abilities to do hopefully good things. I remember as a young child, I wanted to be Superman. And I'd wear a cape, around a towel, and I was played Superman. I had the power that Superman. I was faster than a speeding bullet. And what's something about a
Speeding
locomotive?
train.
Speeding train?
Faster than a locomotive.
Yeah.
More powerful than a
Oh,
locomotive.
There you
there
go.
you
Yes.
I really need Superman too.
Your bullets and trains right here.
Get this right into my business.
But what makes somebody powerful? What makes someone have power and ability, authority, if you will, in their life? I mean, it takes more than a little cape, right? There's some more to it, a lot more to it than that. And a term we use today, and it's in the Green Book, the New Dynamic Church. There's a wonderful chapter on your power of attorney. And this gives that individual that has the power of attorney the legal right to use the name of that person who has given them that particular power or authority. Now, I'm sure Bob could really speak a lot better to this, being an attorney here, for power of attorney and what it all entails and means. But the simplicity for us as born-again Christians, what power do we have? What power can we experience and manifest in our lives? Has God given us some power to be able to do great things? Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look. We know that we talk about the President of the United States. Does he have some power? Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, he's the commander-in-chief of the armies, right? So he can get them doing whatever he wants, pretty much. So there's people that have power if they have been given that ability. But what about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has made available for us as his as children of our Heavenly Father, that Jesus Christ paid the price so that we could have the power of God in our life? Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Because God definitely gave us, as a result of the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, gave us some great ability, great power through Jesus Christ. And here in Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. This is a beautiful how this is written, isn't it? Where our eyes are enlightened, the eyes of our understanding enlightened, to what? That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And, that's not all, folks, and what is the exceeding greatness of his what?
Power.
Power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Boy, talk about power here, huh? And God wants our eyes to with the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that we may know what our calling is and what the riches of the glory of our inheritance and what this great exceeding power is. So we're going to take a look at this and make sure that we know and understand that we have access to some great power for sure. Now, there are three reasons why we can have power in His name. And number one is, Jesus inherited it. He inherited a more excellent name from His Father. Romans 8:17. We're going to look at a lot of scriptures. I don't think it'll hurt you. It's God's Word. Romans 8:17. It says here, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. So we are heirs of God, joint heirs of Christ. Joint heirs with Christ. So Jesus inherited it, and so did we, right? Because we're joint heirs with Christ. God gave Jesus a name that's above every name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Man, oh man, there's nothing that's not going to cover. Covers everything. He's given him a name, and with a name comes that power and authority. Pretty neat. And now Ephesians 4:8. For Jesus acquired this. So how he got it, he inherited it, God gave it to him, and he acquired it. So it wasn't some haphazard situation that occurred, but it was very pointed, planned, and detailed out that God set his son up to have this great power and ability, and in his name would be above every name. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm sorry, what did I say? 4:8. Well, let's go to 4:8. I'm sorry, 4:8. Thank you. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. So when he was brought up, raised up, he gave gifts unto men. And so our Lord and Savior was given great ability, great power, great authority. Colossians 2:15. It says in Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he spoiled all the principalities, all the devil spirits, all the negatives, all the junk. He spoiled it all. And he made a show of them openly, and he triumphed over everything, over it all. So that's the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what he's done. And Colossians 1:27 says it's Christ where? And you, the hope of glory. So we have that opportunity to use his name. We have that power of attorney to use the name of Jesus Christ. And we can see this all through the Word of God. In fact, we're going to look at some of these great scriptures where the name of Jesus Christ made all the difference in great deliverance and great power that was exhibited. So we're going to look at the scriptures I gave you. And the number one was Acts 4:12. It's not in there.
No, it's just a curse.
Yeah. You'll have to look them up, these verses. So Acts 4:12, read it loudly so everybody can hear.
Sure. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved."
So there's a lot of great names out there that people have salaamed, that recognize the great in history. They're recognized as the great ones. But there's no greater name than the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's no other name given among men whereby we're saved, that we're born again of God's Spirit. Number two, Acts 2:38.
Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Yeah, you receive that gift of Holy Spirit, and it's through the name of
Jesus
Christ. What about John 14, number 3, John 14, 13, and 14?
"Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son."
Wow. Yeah, we ask anything in his name, we have that power of attorney. Then he will do it. God will move. Pretty neat. All right. We are, number four? Acts chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. Rayo?
"Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength."
Yeah. Yeah. So what made the difference? It wasn't the riches of metals, gold or silver, but it was the name of Jesus Christ that allowed him to rise up and walk, that gave the deliverance. The name of Jesus Christ. Pretty neat. Number five, Acts 3:16.
"And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all."
Yeah. Faith in whose name? Jesus Christ's name. That's what makes the difference. We use his name as our power of attorney. Number six, Acts 16:18. Judy.
Acts 16:18. "And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour."
Yeah, so how did he get that devil spirit out? In the name of Jesus Christ.
Authority of the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, there it is. There it is. Number seven.
Colossians 3:17. "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him."
Yeah, whatever we do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's his name that's above all other names. Number 8, Ephesians 5:20.
Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. See, that's the access. That's the fulcrum. That's what kicks off that the results, the power being experienced, done, is through the name of Jesus Christ.
Thanks,
always. Yeah, what do we pray yet? We pray with the name of Jesus Christ. Because that name is above any and every name. Number 9. 1 Corinthians 6:11.
And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
All right. Let's see here. Number 10.
Yeah, Michael. Okay. Hebrews 13:15. So we no longer offer up a steady stream of blood sacrifices, but through Jesus we will offer up to God a steady stream of praise sacrifices. Mm-hmm. These are the lambs we offer from our lips that celebrate his name.
Yeah, amen. We use his name. The fruit of our lips is the name of Jesus Christ. Number 11. James 5:14. All right, I can read one. James 5:14 says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord." In the name of the Lord. And then 1 John 3:23.
And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
Yeah. Believe on that name of Jesus Christ. See, with that name, we go before God in the name of Jesus Christ. In our prayers, as we minister, as we serve, we use that name of Jesus Christ. And with that name comes power, authority. We can get some great things done. And it's not about me or you, but it's about the Christ in you. Because you've been given that authority, that ability. So when you speak in that name, then results happen. I was trying to think of an example of a personal experience of where I've, as an example, experienced this kind of thing where a name, using a name, got me a lot more power than using my own name. And the thought came to me when I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps, and I was a second lieutenant. That's the lowest rank of the officers. And so I was up here at Camp Pendleton, and my first job was I was the athletic officer of the regiment. And the regiment is ruled over, or the head person is a colonel. And he has 3 battalions of infantry and some other resources. So a regiment is a large force. But he was the colonel. The battalions have lieutenant colonels, and it goes down, and I'm the last guy. I'm a little boot second lieutenant, and I was the athletic officer. I made football fields. I gave tennis balls to the colonel so he could play tennis at once. And he would let me come to the meetings and stuff like that, and with all these other guys, and he kind of took me under his wing. And I later found out why he did this. He had a daughter, but he's trying to fix me up.
Her name was Jeannie.
No. But what happened? We had a big war games. You know, they have during the summer they'll have these war games where they'll have people. These are the bad guys, and you know we're the good guys. We came down here. All the infantry guys, they got on the ships, and we went out to sea, and then we went up to the coast, and we came in on amphibious ships and airplanes and helicopters, and it was a huge thing. So what does an athletic officer do during a war game? So he said, you're going to be my messenger, the colonel, if he's over this whole thing. And he says, you're my messenger. And during the war games, you don't want to speak over the walkie-talkies because the enemy could hear and what's going on. So he would send me with his authority to tell the battalion commanders what to do. So I got to fly in his Huey helicopter to the different places, and I would go in. And here I got a little brown bar here. I need to talk to Lieutenant Colonel so-and-so. Well, what do you need to talk to him for? I'm here on behalf of the colonel. Oh, okay. So I would go in, and I had the authority of that colonel to tell that lieutenant colonel what he needed to do, what the plans were for the operation. And so I had a lot of fun flying around telling these lieutenant colonels what to do. Yeah. So I had the authority, right?
Yeah.
And the authority, I walked out on it, and they believed me, and got the results. But it's really, see, it could be as simple as that. When we use the name of Jesus Christ, it really can. And what I would like for you to do, this is your homework, is you could take your card, and I'd like for you to think about this. I would like for you to put something, write something in your card that you would like, that God has inspired you, that's on your heart, that you would like to see come to pass. Maybe it might be a healing or something with jobs or whatever, okay? Anything that you want to see God work in your life, put it on here, and then you got a verse, you at least have one verse, and pray about it. Claim it. Claim results on that. Whatever it is, through the name of Jesus Christ, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so that's your homework. Heavenly Father, thank you for how you love us and how you set this up that we could have the authority of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amazing. But it's true, and may we believe it, Father. May we walk out literally believing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we're grateful that we can do this. We listen to you, Father. We thank you for working in us, that we can be in agreement with you as we have whatever's on our heart. that we would like to see you work within our lives. And I just thank you right now for great results for each and every person. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, God bless you all.